Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is a Hall of Famer, a three-time Super Bowl champion, and 13-time Pro Bowler. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Rice, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, good morning. We just had a very interesting phone call. Did you, in fact, crash a wedding this weekend at Boulder Ridge Country Club?
Yes, of course I did. You know I'm the wedding crasher. I had a great time, too, and I had a chance to meet the bride and the groom, and they were like just, oh, my God, they were blown away completely. They had no idea, and I just come strolling in. And you know, when I walk into the room, you know, it's all about me just being me, Lo. You know how I do it, right? You know the flow, you know, a little, hey, little, you know, just say like Obama or something like that.
Thank you, Obama.
Walks into a room.
No question. So,
it was a lot of fun, guys. I really feel like that's a part of me now because I have done like maybe 16 or 20. I would say probably like 20 at the most.
Well, I tell you right now, the caller was, they were emphatic. They just said you were such a gentleman, put your Super Bowl ring on their fingers, took pictures, signed autographs, really, really loved who you are. And that's just who you are, a Hall of Famer on the field and definitely off the field. Jerry, there's a guy that everyone's talking about, and I think you know where I'm going, Jimmy G. Well, what do you think, and how big of a blow is this to the Niners, and how big of a setback is it?
It's a devastating blow because I think in 1997 I tore my ACL. And at that time, I felt like I was invincible. And when it happened, I said, okay, you know what? I'll be okay. You know, I'll be back the next week. Then I got the MRI the next day, and I was out. So, God, it's just unfortunate. This guy is a great player. The Niners are going to have to rally up now. And it's another one of those freak injuries because it was no impact. You know, he was just making a cut. And that was the same thing with Jarrett McKinnon. You know, he was just making a cut, and it just gave way.
Should Jimmy G have gone out of bounds, Jerry? Or do you, as a guy in the field at the wide receiver position, when you see that, are you thinking, yeah, my quarterback is trying to do everything he can to win, or should he have just gone out of bounds?
Now, you know what? Jimmy G had made that cut many, many times. You know, he had done that over and over during practice. He was being a football player. And, you know, even if he had went out of bounds, it might have, you know, gave way. I don't know, but when you are in the heat of battle, you're doing everything you can possibly do to help your team to win. And it looked like, you know, he was just trying to plant, and the knee gave way, and he was on the ground, and they had to cart him off.
Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. We've been going through this all morning. Obviously, when you make that much money and you mean that much to the team, people would probably rather see you go out of bounds in hindsight. But you were a part of one of the most famous not going out of bounds plays in history. October 30th, 1988, Steve Young against the Minnesota Vikings. Take me through that play in your mind. I mean, Steve could have gone down. Steve could have gotten out of bounds. But instead, he was trying to win the game.
Yeah, and I think you're talking about the one where he ran with the football all the way downfield.
Oh, yeah.
Gave out. And, you know, he showed that, you know, he was not a true runner. And it was funny because this guy, he's like, I think the last 5 yards, he was just stumbling, trying to get into the end zone. And, you know, I think I was the last guy to spring him. But, you know, Steve was a competitor. Steve was not going to go down. You know, he was determined to get into the end zone and do whatever he had to do to, you know, to get a win. You know, you got to look at that play before, you know, because the Niners had fought their way back. They had battled, you know, because I think it was 35-7, and they had fought their way back. And it was just, you know, it was one of those plays. It was the heat of the moment. And, you know, he didn't get hit until, you know, after he made that cut. So, you know, who knows, but as a competitor, you just try to do whatever you can do to inspire your team and put them in a position where they can win.
What does Pierre Garçon do now with the receiving corps and with C.J. Beathard to try to get everyone to get on the same page as soon as possible? Because as bad as that injury was, you got to turn the page and get ready for week four.
Yeah, you know, this league, it doesn't have any sympathy for you. You know, you got to get ready for the next battle. And C.J. Beathard, he's the guy now. Goodwin, Gorsan, all those guys, they just got to try to make him better on the football field. And the thing, too, I think the thing is you got to make plays. You can't have those drops. And, you know, I think with C.J. Beathard, what he did when he came in, because he threw that touchdown and we got called for an illegal pick. I'm like, are you serious? That was not an illegal pick. That should have been a touchdown. So they just have to rally around him.
Sure.
And just, build his confidence.
Couldn't agree with you more, Jerry. That was a horrible call on Cal Husek, the fullback who's having a hell of a year, by the way. That guy is absolutely amazing. Jerry, let's talk about the National Football League and just in general. Everyone talks about how this is a quarterback-driven league. You look at the Miami Dolphins. They got a guy by the name of Tannehill. I mean, the guy's not necessarily the greatest quarterback. I think he's a bottom-tier quarterback. Look at New England. Tom Brady, the great. They're not only won one game. You go through this league. You look at Cincinnati. Look at Baltimore. You look at Tennessee, not a great quarterback. Jacksonville, Borders, people throwing and run him out of town. Kansas City, exception to the rules. Right now, their quarterbacks look like playing at a high level. And then you look at Chicago Bears. Their guys look horrible. They talk about this quarterback, but how about this defense of Chicago Bears, and how much is the Raiders missing 052?
So it's a Mac question.
Mac, oh, my God. You know what, man? I know when John Gruden is asked this question over and over again, it got to kill it because they are in desperate need of a pass rusher, and they got rid of their best player in a Khalil Mack. And you notice what he has done for that defense of Chicago? Man, this guy, he's killing it right now. And everybody done elevated their play. They believe they can win now, you know, with Khalil Mack. So he's only going to get better, but man, the Raiders got to be really—they got to really be sick right now because you know this is one of one of the greatest players that they have had. I to be honest with you, I think this guy he brings so much to the game, and he's an impact player, and you know he's a game changer. Whenever you have a special guy like that, you got to keep him on that team, and whatever it takes, you know, if you have to, you know, just throw the wallet out there and pay him whatever, you got to pay him. But yeah, they're missing him a lot.
Jerry Rice, the Hall of Famer, with us here on 95.7 The Game. One of the great things about working with Lowe is getting the player perspective, getting to go into the locker room and get an understanding of what situations are like behind closed doors. For the Niners and Garoppolo right now, obviously, they've got to try to find a way to rally quickly before taking on the Chargers in Los Angeles this weekend. On a completely different level, you were a part of that 1990 NFC Championship game when Leonard Marshall put that hit on Joe Montana. What was it like in the locker room after that game when one of your star players sustains that kind of injury?
Well, you know what? First of all, that player is your leader. And that player is going to want you to, you know, to rally up. So the team, pretty much, they got to, you know, maybe even if they have to have a meeting, if they have to have a team meeting or something like that. But the season is not over. They're going to have to just rally behind C.J. Beathard. And they're going to have to do everything possible that they can do to make the team better. And also with the loss of Richard Sherman, I don't know how severe his injury is with his calf. But, you know, if he's not in that secondary, then those other guys going to have to step in and take up that slack. But we were the type of team, we just took it up on ourselves to no matter what, the next man is up. We challenge ourselves. We work harder during that, you know, during the week. We prepare ourselves. Then we go out and we fight. And I think the Niners, this is exactly what they have to do. They have to say, hey, look, our backs are against the wall right now. We're going to have to go out there and fight. Yeah, Jimmy G, we don't know if he's going to be able to come back or if he's done for the season. But whoever they put behind center, we're going to have to rally behind that guy. We're going to have to give him confidence that, hey, look, you know, if you throw me the football, I'm going to catch the football and I'm going to score the touchdown and we're going to win football games.
Jerry Rice here on 95.7 The Game. The news last week about a possible boycott of the Hall of Fame ceremony by some gold jacket earners, including yourself, wanting to get career salaries and lifetime medical for Hall of Famers. What do you think of the protest, Jerry? And is this something that more Hall of Famers will sign on for?
You know, I think it's the Hall of Famers, it's all the players. And, you know, the players that, really made football what it is today. And, you know, hopefully we can address this in a very professional way and move on and get some of these players taken care of. And I, you know, I'm one of those guys that, you know, because I believe that we all played a big part in this wonderful game. And we all should be, you know, taken care of in a certain way. And some of those players that came before us, they're not taken care of. So that's really what I'm pushing for.
Very well said. Hall of Famer, 3-time Super Bowl champ, 13-time Pro Bowler, wedding crasher extraordinaire, Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Lo, let me tell you something.
Talk to me, Daddy.
Lo, when I hit the dance floor, man, it was on, man. You're talking about it was smooth. And like, you know, it brought back some memories.
What was
it?
What move was you doing? What you hit him with, Jay?
I was doing some Dancing with the Stars. I was doing I was doing everything, man. And I even got down. And, you know, I thought about getting down on the floor and doing a little break dancing.
Oh my God!
I wanted them to really when they think about their wedding.
Yes,
this is something they would never forget. Never forget. So it was important for me to be a part of it, and I had a great time, man.
Awesome stuff, Jerry. Thanks so much for your time. We can't wait to talk to you again next week.
All right, take care, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.